This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. An air raid siren was heard in central Kyiv shortly after Polish President Andrzej Duda finished speaking to Ukraine's parliament, a reminder that the nation remained at war even as the front lines have shifted hundreds of kilometers to the south and east. After ending weeks of resistance by the last Ukrainian fighters in the strategic southeastern port of Mariupol, Russia is waging a major offensive in Luhansk, one of two provinces in Donbas. Belarusians are among the foreign fighters who have volunteered to take up arms in Ukraine against Russian forces. VOA's Tommy McNeil has our story.
Many of them consider the Ukrainians defending their homeland to be their brethren. And by joining their resistance to Russia's onslaught, they hope to weaken the rule of Russian President Vladimir Putin and ultimately that of Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko. Some Russian troops were sent from Belarusian territory into Ukraine early in the war, and Lukashenko has publicly stood by longtime ally Putin, calling him his big brother. Weakening Putin, they believe, would create a window of opportunity to topple Lukashenko and bring democratic change to the nation of nearly 10 million people. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden arrived in Japan Sunday as part of his first visit to Asia as president. A central theme for the trip is to tighten U.S. alliances in the Pacific to counter China's influence in the region. Prior to Japan, Mr. Biden was in South Korea, where he thanked U.S. and South Korean service members.
Our alliance was formed through shared sacrifice of the Korean War, and now, seven decades later, thanks to you, the Republic of Korea is strong, thriving, and innovating democracy.